Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Wilkins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The DH, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins fires to first and has Washington trapped. There's the throw to Kuiper, who tags Washington for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards first. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Thornton. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball four. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. one out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Wortham juggles the ball. That's an error on Wortham. Verizer moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Verizer moves to third. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive towards third. Soderholm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Naorodny hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Naorodny reaches second base with a double. Bannister scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Nairodny trying to get to home. Dade throws the ball into Alexander, who tags Nairodny, who's trying to score from second, for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hera strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-2 in the game. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Squires pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Naorodny strikes out. 1 out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Squires steals second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dade throws the ball into Hera, who relays the ball to Kuiper, who tags Torres trying to catch an extra base, for the out. May scores. Pryor moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hera strikes out. 1 out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Victor Cruz now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-3 in the game. Dade hits a dribbler in front of the plate. May interferes with Dade, who is awarded first base. Bonds moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Naorodny is called out on strikes. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hara strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Randy Scarberry now pitching. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ron Pruitt. Jim Norris pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Scarberry. Speed moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Speed scores. Norris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norris moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-3 in the game. Dade strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.